Today's gospel tells us two healing miraculous works performed by the Lord in different circumstances to very different people. Let's stop and reflect on them to pick up some divinity traits from him that could illuminate our faith. During the last Sundays, Mark has told us the kingdom of grace of God, the kingdom of God, in the person of Jesus. In the calm storm, Mark insists that it was necessary to have faith in Jesus to enter the kingdom. Faith consists of entering into a relationship with Jesus. It is not a work of the mind, but of the heart. With an honesty born of desperation, Jairus and the woman look to Jesus and they begin their relationship with him. Jesus responds to both and dialogue between them grows. Not even death is an obstacle to the goodness of God. Jesus is God's healing for one's death, the path to eternal life. In this passage, Mark is suggesting that the way to find healing and life we need is to enter into a faithful relationship with Jesus. In that relationship, as in all others of value, the conversation is not one way. It is a loving dialogue between two hearts. Faith in Jesus brings healing and restoration to us as sons and daughters beloved to God. We are given back the place that belongs to us in the kingdom of God. Two women who were previously considered impure because of their blood and death are now healed and returned to their rightful place in their families, communities, and religious practices. Another reason Mark tells this story is to proclaim between Jewish converts and the Gentiles in their community. Some Christian Jews who were still clinging to the idea about what made people clean or impure in the eyes of God, they could not bear to worship alongside the pagans, those who were considered impure. This history showed them that Jesus was not concerned that women were ritually impure and that God's goodness was intended for everyone. Throughout the healing and life we receive in our relationship with Jesus, we can become a source of healing and life for those of our care. Holy Father, give us humility to turn to you with faith, knowing that you are our Father and will never let us down. May we have the courage to put ourselves in your hands, abandoning ourselves to your holy will. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.